K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, I'm Chris.
Hey, Chris, you're caller 21.
No way!
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
That means you get a pair of tickets to see 21 Pilots, the Bellwether, on October 22nd, and you also get tickets to see their sold-out show at BMO Stadium.
Holy crap.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? We have animal stories on the show today. A reporter from Channel 5 was out doing a report on the rain and a bear came up behind her and started foraging through the trash. What's up with Florida? A strip club bouncer in Florida was arrested for battery with a cheeseburger. And people are dumb. A guy called 911 because his fries weren't hot enough. Plus, we've got the 420 catch of the day and more tickets for this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
It might be best if you just let it go, okay?
Arrest made in drive-by cheeseburgering. What's up with Florida is coming up on K-Rock. I've got two losers out of Tampa fighting in the parking lot of a strip club. Coming up with What's Up with Florida next on K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A former Florida strip club employee has been arrested for a drive-by cheeseburgering. Investigators allege that Jordan Cotto, 26 years old, showed up Friday night at the Atlantis Gentlemen's Club to, quote, speak with the management. They got into a verbal argument. It spilled over into the parking lot, but Jordan showed him because he jumped in his truck and grabbed a cheeseburger, and as he was leaving, he threw it out the window and hit the guy in the shoulder. These are air quotes now. The victim was hit in the shoulder with a cheeseburger, and it caused him, quote, great bodily harm.
Shut your mouth and shut it and shut up and shut up!
Everyone in this story sucks. Jordan Cotto was questioned by police, and he said, yes, I threw that cheeseburger. And you know what? If I had a chance to do it again, I would. Meanwhile, by the way, while these two losers are out in the parking lot throwing food at each other, there's half-dressed women inside the building. Jordan was arrested for battery, a misdemeanor, and was booked into county jail. Judge told him to stay away from that guy from now on, and I haven't heard a ruling yet on the cheeseburger. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Jose.
Hi, Jose, you're caller 21.
For real?
Yep.
No way.
For reals, you got tickets to see 21 Pilots at our private sold-out show, and then you also got tickets to see him at BMO Stadium.
Oh, yeah, I've been trying this whole time.
Channel 5 was doing a report yesterday about the rain and some of the problems that it might cause, and the reporter was out in the field, and everybody sort of saw it at the same time. The reporter saw it. The people in the studio saw it. There was a bear right behind her foraging for food in the trash cans.
Here live, guys. We have a little surprise in the neighborhood right now, too. There is a bear behind us. So
now this reporter's never seen a bear before, so she wants to throw it back to the studio and jump in the van.
A bear watch and a storm watch here in Altadena. So a lot going on this morning. So we'll probably get back in the van for a little bit.
Back to you in the studio. I'm getting in the van.
And send it back to you guys. But if you need...
Wait a second.
What do you mean, wait a second?
Sandbags, they are available at those fire stations. There's the bear getting...
Something, 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 sandbags. I got to get in a van.
Yeah.
How close are you?
Cans here. we're close enough, but far. We could jump in our van if we need to.
I sort of feel like we need to, if that's cool.
This is my first bear sighting, guys.
Bears are doing what bears do, which is open up trash containers.
They are.
Now this has turned into anchors at Channel 5 talking about how cute and cuddly this big black bear looks like. How cute is that? It's crawling in a trash can, getting its own food.
And dive for some food.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes. Now, if there's nothing else, I've got a van to crawl into.
And
there you go. Yeah.
Anchors no longer care about the reporter. They are just fascinated by a bear pulling something out of the trash to eat.
Look what he
you
got.
You can all have that. Success.
Yeah. You can have the rest.
Thank you very
much. No harm to anybody else.
Yeah, stop talking about how it's not harmful. I'm out here with it.
Just getting what I need and going on my way.
Oh, that wow. Look at
that.
That
is crazy.
Hey, guys.
What a catch.
But right there in someone's front yard.
Yeah, back to you in the studio.
Wait, is he coming back for more?
Yeah.
What?
He kind of ran away.
It might be.
It wasn't enough.
Wow.
Hey, guys.
First bear sighting, guys.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I just saw a bear.
Well, you never know what's roaming around, I guess.
Exactly.
And really interesting how we just open that lid right up.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem.
I always wondered how they do it.
Now we know.
Yeah, even from behind, he got it to flip open.
Guys?
I think he had some experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's possible he's done this before.
I think you're right. All right, Aaron. Well, I guess we'll stay in touch. There it is. We still see his little behind there.
We'll see you very soon. Yes.
Okay. He's snacking right now.
Yeah, now he's eating.
Yeah,
we're going to see you very soon.
All right, that's the excitement for the day.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Well, new tonight, it started with a disagreement over fries at a fast food restaurant. You've heard that before, haven't you? It turned into a police chase and a customer being tased.
This story has everything.
Fox 5's Denise Dillon tells us at the time the customer was out on bond on murder charges.
I'm sorry, I thought you said out on bond on murder charges.
That's right, he was out on bond. Yet when he claimed his French fries were cold and got into an argument with the owner of this McDonald's, police say he didn't think twice about calling 911.
This dude called 911 because his fries weren't hot enough.
I try to fry the fries. They're lukewarm, but they're not hot.
He's talking to the cop now. He says the fries are lukewarm, but they're not hot.
Police say that's what started an argument between this man and the owner of this McDonald's.
Next thing you know, he's throwing his drink at me.
The officer spoke with the owner, who said this, he was causing a scene. He was cursing at him. He threw a drink and he wanted him to leave.
So there was more of a fight inside between the guy and the manager, and the manager wanted him out.
And to be issued a criminal trespass warning.
It's a simple form that says, hey, just don't come back to this McDonald's.
So the police are asking him to sign a form saying he's not going to come back to the McDonald's, or it'll be trespassing.
When officers put Sims' name into the computer, they learned he'd been in jail before.
Wanted person, caution, armed and dangerous.
Sims was charged in the murder of a woman in Johns Creek in 2018. He ran from police then and was later captured by U.S. Marshals in Wisconsin. He was currently out on bond, but had a warrant out of Fulton County for failure to appear.
So he failed to appear on a murder charge.
You should come over here. I'm going to have you sign this real quick.
When police tried to give Sims the warning, he took off running.
As soon as he runs away, the other officers begin to chase after him.
They caught up with him in an apartment complex.
And tased him.
After complaining about his cold fries, this man, who already had murder charges against him, is now headed back to jail.
Why would a guy who skipped a court date on murder call 911 for warm fries? People are dumb.
It's very unusual that someone, knowing that he is wanted by the police, would call the police. But Mr. Sims did that.
Dumbass. Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. You're caller 21.
Am I really?
Yes, you are.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You got tickets to our private show on the 22nd, and you got tickets for BMO Stadium on the 25th.
Woohoo! No way. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Yeah, Maggie!
Yay!
Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, so this is an older story, and the video popped up again yesterday. And Kev, I was asking you if you'd ever heard about this woman who went to bed British and woke up with a Chinese accent.
Yeah, I instantly don't believe that.
I don't believe that. So this is a real thing. A woman in England, she was diagnosed with foreign accent syndrome, which is a rare neurological condition that can alter speech patterns. Here is the story.
This is from 60 Minutes.
Yeah, it is.
Which is a trustable source.
Sarah Colwell from Plymouth in England is a dead set Hmong, who now sounds like she's from Shanghai.
It wasn't until I was in the ambulance on the way to the hospital to actually say, are you aware of the way you're speaking? And I said, oh, I sound like I have a slur. And she said, no, you sound like you could work at a Chinese restaurant.
What?
Oh my God.
This is real? She had a British accent.
Real. She had a British accent. And, you know, she's a white, British-looking lady.
Cash.
Cash.
Crash.
Crasher.
Crashed.
crashed.
Okay.
That's impossible to believe.
I know. It's insane. And apparently her British accent has never returned.
Wow.
Number two, cannabis customers in Brooklyn and Manhattan may soon be able to have their goods delivered by carrier pigeons outfitted with cute little custom-made backpacks, according to a dispensary called the Travel Agency. So this past Friday, the company said they sent a flock of 20 pigeons. They participated in the first trial run, complete with test delivery routes under handler supervision. The backpacks, which can hold up to a gram of weed, went through multiple prototypes, emphasizing comfort, and the program could roll out in 2026.
Wait, is this a drone?
This is carrier pigeons.
A real pigeon.
Your favorite.
I love it.
You love birds
so
much.
They'll poop on your head and then they'll give you some weed.
But you know, I think they're going to have to figure out how to fit the pigeons with bigger backpacks. Don't think a gram is going to cut it. You know what I'm saying? And number three. Okay, Object 3i/Atlas is an interstellar visitor, not from our solar system, and it is racing towards the sun right now as we speak. When it reaches its closest point, which is coming up on the 29th.
We're all going to die?
Maybe. Scientists say that it's finally going to expose its true nature. Will it disintegrate like a comet or unleash mini probes like an alien mothership?
The hell?
Harvard astrophysicist Avi Loeb says there's a real chance that it isn't natural, calling it a possible Trojan horse from beyond our world. And at this point, though, I would say bring on the aliens.
Yeah.
Bring them on. And Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-L. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
All right, I'm just going to test you out on something. I'm going to give you the name of the song. I'm not going to tell you the band. The name of the song is Not Okay, and it's the 420 catch of the day, and I'll tell you the band after you listen to it. That is the 420 catch of the day. I didn't tell you who it was. Megan, do you have some guesses?
Well, at first, I thought that sounds like Damon Albarn, so maybe it's New Gorillaz.
Right.
And then when the chorus kicked in, I thought, maybe it's Panic at the Disco.
Right.
Maybe it's New Panic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, well, then if it's not Panic, then maybe it's Fall Out Boy because they sound so similar.
And if none of them, it's New, the 5 Seconds of Summer.
What? I would have never in a million years guessed that.
Nor would you have listened if I told you ahead of time.
Yeah, you're right.
That's New 5 Seconds
of Summer. That was really good.
Are we going to keep playing that band? I doubt it. But
whoa,
fascinating, right?
Okay, mind blown.
I think the clip that I have today is ungettable.
Dude, I mean...
I think there's no getting it.
I kind of think so, too. I hope so.
We'll play a game for 21 Pilots coming up on K-Rock. I've been trying really hard to stump 21 Pilots fans. It's very difficult.
It has been nearly impossible.
It is world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We have tickets for our private show, which is a week from today, Wednesday?
It is, yeah.
A week from today. Mm-hmm. A week from tonight. We've got those tickets for you. We're going to make you identify 1 second of a 21 Pilots song. And I do believe this one is impossible.
I hope so. I want more than one person to play.
520-1067. That's our goal. We don't want you to not win. We just want more people to play.
Yeah,
we are doing this so we can find a fan, make sure that it's a fan that goes. So 800-520-1067, and we'll play that game next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We are trying desperately to get a game where people can play.
Yes.
And it won't be solved immediately. I was laying in bed last night. I was listening to songs. And I was going, oh, that's a clip no one will ever get. And then we turned it backwards. So now it's really a clip that no one will ever get. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris. You ready to play the game? I could play it for you one time.
Yeah, I'm nervous. Okay.
All right. Good luck. That's it.
Shikes.
Chlorine? I like that.
Yeah.
What?
Chlorine.
Chlorine is incorrect. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello. Hello?
Me?
Hi, yes. It's you.
Hi.
All right. You ready? I'm going to play it for you one time. You ready?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Oh, my God.
I finally found one that's not doable.
Thank God.
No.
Do you have a guess?
I feel like I got all your other ones.
Oh, sorry. Need a guess.
I
K-Rock, hello.
Hello?
Hi there. You ready for your clip?
Oh, my God, no. I'll take it.
All right, identify this song. That's it.
Is it The Hype?
Is it The Hype? It is not.
Oh.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You ready for your clip?
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
Is it Neon Gravestone?
It is not. I'm sorry. Wow. K-Rock, hello. I found a
hello?
Clip. Hi there. You ready?
No.
Okay. Well, you sort of have to be. I'm going to play it for you. Here you go.
Okay, is it Ride?
It is not Ride. K-Rock, hello.
Hello?
We have three more contestants, and then we'll give you a clue.
Yes.
We'll take a break and come back. All right, what is your name?
Olivia.
Olivia, you ready?
Yeah.
Here's your song. Nope, here's your, nope, that wasn't. Sorry, here's your song.
All right. This is a deep cut. Is it Addict with a Pen?
I haven't found the drive.
That is absolutely it. Addict with a Pen.
Oh, my God.
From the 2009 debut album, Addict with a Pen.
She has done it, ladies and gentlemen.
Well done.
Oh, my God. I was on earlier and I got it wrong. This is my battle. I needed this. Oh, my God.
Congratulations. You're going to be at the private show next Wednesday night.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
It is world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
We've got your tickets to come out to the K-Rock private show with 21 Pilots and to also see them at BMO. And that is coming up at 5 on K-Rock.
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, you're caller 21.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I've been trying thousands of times a day.
Well,
no joke.
Finally paid off. You not only got tickets for the private K-Rock show, which is a week from tonight, you also got tickets to see him a week from Saturday at BMO Stadium.
Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Aaron, you
this
did
means
it.
So much to me. I'd make music because of these guys. So, I mean, this is like such full circle moment. Yay.
What's the name of your band?
My band is Dear Ember. DearEmbr.
All right. Very
that's
cool.
Awesome.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Have you ever seen a bear in person?
I actually have not.
You have
not.
Have
you?
I have, but it's been a long time. I haven't seen it in Southern California.
Okay.
I saw it when I was camping in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
It was
okay.
A long time ago. But there's a reporter that was doing a report for Channel 5 in Altadena talking about the rain yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And just before they toss it out to her, they notice that there's a black bear, I don't know, 30 feet behind her.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Maybe. And she's never seen one before live.
Here live, guys. We have a little surprise in the neighborhood right now, too. There is a bear behind us. So
she is doing such a good job of hiding that she's scared out of her mind.
Oh, yeah.
A bear watch and a storm watch here in Altadena. So a lot going on this morning. So we'll probably get back in the van for a little bit.
I need to get back in the van right now. So if you guys could just take it, we're good.
And send it back to you guys. But if you do need...
Wait a second.
What do you mean, wait a second?
What?
It's a bear.
Sandbags, they are available at those fire stations. There's the bear getting into
how close
the
are
garbage
you?
Cans here. we're close enough, but far. We could jump in our van if we need to.
I'd like to actually jump in the van if that's cool with you guys.
Oh, this is my first bear sighting, guys.
Oh, it's the first time. Excellent. And it's behind you and you're looking at a camera.
Yes, yes.
Bears are doing what bears do, which is open up trash containers.
They are.
So behind her, they're opening up a trash can and pulling food out.
And dive for some food.
Wow.
Yes.
And
I love so much. Now the reporter has turned around to look at the bear and is watching with them as they do play by play.
Look what he
you
got.
You said I'll have that success.
Yeah. You can have the rest.
Thank you very much.
No harm to anybody else. Just getting what I need and going on my way.
Right. But what about me?
Wow. Look at
that. That is crazy. Wait, is he coming back for more?
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Let her go in the van.
He kind of ran away.
It might be.
Wasn't enough.
Wow.
What do you mean it wasn't enough?
First bear sighting, guys.
Yeah.
I'm just reminding you now, this is the first time I've seen a bear live.
Huh. Well, you never know what's roaming around, I guess.
Right.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And really how we just open that lid right up.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem.
Can I get in the van?
I always wondered how they do it.
Now we know.
What he's doing.
Yeah, even from behind, he got it to flip
how about
open.
That?
I think he had some experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's possible he's done this before.
She's still standing out there looking down the front of a bear.
It's like, how long are they going to force her to stand there when she's clearly terrified?
She's traumatized.
Oh. All right, Aaron. Well, I guess we'll stay in touch.
Oh, what do you mean, stay in touch? You people are frighteningly good at this game. 21 Pilots fans, I think we found an ungettable one.
Yeah, to me, this one is tougher than the one earlier, and I didn't know if that was going to be possible.
Yes, so we'll play that coming up here on the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We are going to play another game. Just a second. We're going to turn it around and play it backwards for you. We're going to try and make it impossible.
Yeah, it's
pretty
hard.
Maybe we have this time as well. If you want to call, it's 800-520-1067. Make sure and tell us that you want to play the game, and we will play the game coming up next on K-Rock. They're giving away tickets for this 21 Pilots show that's happening a week from tonight, and we're trying desperately to make it difficult for you fans, and that seems to be difficult for us to do. So let's start this game. We're going to do just a second. We're going to play the clip backwards, and we're going to play it once, and then you have to identify the song. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jordan.
All right, Jordan, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, I can only play it for you one time. Here you go.
Okay.
Oh, what the?
Is it the Line?
What's that?
Is it the Line?
It is not. Oh. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Nico.
All right, Nico, I'm going to play it for you again. It goes by quickly. Here you go.
Oh my gosh,
that's
ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Agreed. Someone will get it, though.
Hometown?
It is not Hometown. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You ready?
Hi, we're ready.
All right. Here you go.
Okay. I'm going to go with the one that goes... What is that one? I don't know.
It sounded like the Star Wars theme song.
I'm sorry.
All right, we need to guess.
It's from, okay, it's from Clancy. It's,
you need a guess.
Just think of it. I can't.
K-Rock, hello. Hello?
Kira? Hi, this is Kira.
Hi, are you ready? Did we just talk to you on another line?
Oh, my God, I guess.
Okay. I don't understand what's happening. Here you go.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. My bad. Is it The Contract? No?
Is it The Contract? It is not. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay. You got something else you need to do? We're good. Here's the clip. I'm going to play it for you. You have to tell us the name of the song. Here we go. All right. What is that?
Oh, Polaris?
I am sorry. K-Rock, hello?
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 How many people are on the phone?
What's happening? You have two people there, right? Okay.
Hello?
I'm confused.
Hello?
Hi, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. What song is that?
Is it City Walls?
It is not City Walls. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello. Hello?
Hello?
I feel like there's like one house with a bunch of phones and everybody just passing them around. Are you ready for the clip?
Oh, boy.
What's happening?
I don't know.
I'm just going to play the clip. There you go. What do you think it is?
Nope.
Excellent. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Are you ready for the clip?
I think so.
Here you go. Good luck.
Oh, my gosh. Is it trees?
It is not trees, and we can give you a clue now, Megan.
Okay, so this is off of the self-titled debut album from 2009.
And we'll come back and play more next on K-Rock. All right, we are doing Just a Second. We are giving away tickets for our private show a week from tonight. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi there, this is Christine.
Christine, I'm going to play it for you one time, and then you have to tell me what the song is, all right?
All right.
It's 1 second, and it's backwards. Here you go.
Is it Beastie Boys, Paul Revere?
It is not that at all.
I love you. Wow.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Are you ready for the song?
I am ready for the song.
All right, here you go. What is that?
I did not hear it.
I'm sorry. I can only play it for you once.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You ready for your song?
Oh, hi. Yes, I am.
Here you go.
Is it Trapdoor?
It is not Trapdoor. No. K-Rock, hello.
Hi, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Here you go.
Is it Intentions?
It is not Intentions. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hi, this is Amelia.
Hi, here's your song. Tell us what this song is. Ready?
Yeah. Is it House of Gold?
It is not House of Gold. K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You ready for your clip?
Yeah.
Here you go.
It's tough. Heathens?
It is not Heathens. No, it's from their 2009 self-titled debut album.
Yep.
Was the clue we gave. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Kelly.
Kelly, are you ready?
Yes.
Here you go.
Is it Fall Away?
It is not Fall Away. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hello?
Hi there. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Is it Air Catcher?
It is not Air Catcher. K-Rock, hello. We found Ivan. A truly impossible one.
We did.
Who's this?
This is Ivan, the Rojas, from the Rojas family.
Okay. All right, entire Rojas family.
Wow.
Here's your clue.
I'm going to go with Car Stereo.
It is not Car Stereo. K-Rock, hello. What do we do if you don't get a winner?
What?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi there. You ready? We gave two clues. It's not the Beastie Boys, and it is from the self-titled debut album in 2009. Here is the song.
Is it the Pantaloon?
It is the Pantaloon. Well done. This is it forward.
Lose your mind.
That part of the song right there. Congratulations. You got the tickets.
Finally!
Hello?
Bunch of hyenas back there.
Congratulations.
Oh, boy.
I hope everything's all right there. That is it for me, Kevin Ryder. Megan Holiday has you from here.
And I'm getting you in to see All Time Low here in the Helpful Honda Sound Space Monday. And you'll go to their YouTube theater show as well on Wednesday. It's coming up on K-Rock.